Fan Bonus Podcast CC with you. This will kind of be how I do this. Come Monday, get done with the free podcast, start the Patreon bonus podcast. That is, to me, going to be the way it will be going forward. That allows me to keep the momentum going because I don't know how my body is going to react from starting doing morning radio and then diving into the podcast world. So just do it. Just fucking don't think. Don't think. Do. So tomorrow, my day goes like this. The idea is start the show early because I have someone that's going to be here at 10 a.m. The podcast day needs to be done tomorrow by 10 a.m. So the podcast day happens like any other day. It's going to start earlier, though. When I'm done podcasting at 10 a.m., I've got people that will be in this room setting me up with the equipment that I need to be able to broadcast throughout northern Michigan and to the world via the Q100 app from right here in this studio. My God, I am nervous as hell about this. Not so much about the technology side of it. I'm sure that'll be fine. I'm in good hands. It just seems like until I start to actually do this and accomplish it, and oh my God, yes, what I'm saying is going out to the world and it's working. Until I actually get my feet wet, it's nerves. And I'm usually not nervous. I'm not nervous about the so much of the business of actually speaking on the air. I think I'm kind of anticipating something could go wrong. Meaning from the technology standpoint. Probably not. But reason why, what keeps me understanding that it's no big deal is because the folks at Q100 already do this. What they do is they have their main studio in Grayling, of all places, which we've talked about. And then they have another studio in Traverse City at that insane asylum that I was telling you about. That literally, it's a former insane asylum where crazy people used to live. It's the most haunted place you could ever be if you ever drive through that place. I forget what it's called. It used to be an old school state hospital where they gave lobotomies. And now it's shops. And in one near one of the areas there, one of the buildings, is this radio station. And what they do is people come in, like there's this guy, J-Bo, does his show right from there. J-Bo's on in the afternoon. It's called J-Bo's Soundcheck. He starts at 2. And he goes to the Traverse City station, and he's got this mirror screen, which shows exactly what they see in Grayling. So Joe Mama, who's on middays, she'll be in the studio, like, touching the computer, and then all of a sudden the mouse will start moving. That's what she's doing. Or he's doing it, and she's like, oh, you're taking over. Okay, see you later. I'm going. It's about time to start your show. And that's how they do it, and that's the same thing that's going to happen here. Oh, my God. I just hope I don't screw anything up. That's all I'm afraid of, you know? Ryan says you'll do great, Big Fraud. You've been doing radio for 100 years. Don't forget your beautiful hair will guide you. Chris says, we're nervous as hell, bad. I want to ultimately be doing this where, like, I can do the whole show on Patreon. The music, me in the room. I'll be sitting here looking at the computer monitor, but I almost want to do it in real life. IRL. I don't know. There's about a million and one options that we could do. I think all I'm going to concern myself with to start is just getting on the radio. And I expect full beat ups. All right. Based on what you hear. Okay. The first show is ideal for hilarity. So whatever happens, get the audio, whatever you need to do. You got to get that to Carl. You got to get that to Christian. You got to get it to me. with, okay, what happened here? You need to be picking apart what you hear. I talked with Christian about the insane asylum yesterday. And I go, buddy, yeah, this is all fair. We have to destroy me. I need to be Jocktobered on this. You can always do run-throughs with your wonderful Patreon audience. Yeah, I know that, Ryan. I know that. We will absolutely have a lot of fun at my expense. Can I slice up the audio and help roast you on an upcoming Who Are These Zanes? Absolutely. This reminds me, I should bring Carl in here to give him the word on this. Carl, you know, not exactly a fan of radio these days. Curious if he'll even pick it up. Sometimes he's just super busy. Hey, Carl, how are you? I'm podcasting right now.
Awesome. What's going on, buddy?
I have some new material for you to review and have a lot of fun with.
Will this be the insane asylum that I've been hearing about?
You are going to have a ball. Oh, yeah? My God. Yeah, because... You know, this is a radio show, so it's a different animal. And people know how I am based on the shows I do with you and on Who Are These Broadcasters and my show. So this could be, I mean, I'm encouraging the audience to pay close attention and to do the heavy lifting for you, to send you clips, all that stuff. Same thing with Christian. So we might have a perpetual amount of material from the Insane Asylum.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. I had a question for you. I'm glad you called me. Because I thought you already did a morning show. Am I crazy?
No, I did a weekend show on an oldies station.
No. I mean right now. You're doing a morning show right now.
Yeah.
Isn't this what you're doing right now, a morning show?
Yes, I see what you're saying. Now, I'm going to change the time of my normal podcast.
See, I thought you should just simulcast. Because that way, on your radio show, you're on the air like, what, 10% of the time?
Oh, yeah.
So simulcast, you could do two birds with one stone. Do your radio show and do your podcast. And when you're playing music or commercials, you're on the podcast.
So kind of like double dip, two at once.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, man, get paid from two sources at the same time.
I'm suspecting that you want me to do that. So I'll accidentally leave a volume thing on and I'll tell someone on the radio to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, you start yelling at a chatter. Yeah, I know my equipment sucks right now. Go fuck yourself. I'm sure Q100 would love that.
Oh, my God. Now, word on the street is Jamingo sent you some material of me doing something embarrassing.
That's correct. It made Cringe of the Week yesterday. I'm actually uploading the episode right now.
Okay. Which one was it? What went down?
I can't remember the guy's name, but someone who's a regular viewer of your show... teased you because you were having some equipment issues and it wasn't the right time for you to take
it. Was, yeah, okay.
Good natured ribbing. Yeah, got very upset with this gentleman and told him he couldn't listen for the rest of the day.
Yes, I remember that was when I had a temper tantrum at Aram. Aram is his name.
Okay, yeah, that sounds right.
Okay, yeah, I believe it. I love that John watches all the time. I mean, he's big on the show. And then, you know, I love that he's still paying attention because we kind of really don't get along too well.
Yeah, I was wondering what your status was with him. It seems like when he sends me stuff, it's not because he wants to celebrate you.
No, which I'm glad he does send that stuff because to me, whenever anybody sees me, that's always a plus. I don't mind being talked about on the world famous Who Are These podcasts.
Well, you did have the very famous rant of more of me and less of you makes for a better show.
Yes. And that's
I'll never forget.
That's very true. I mean, everybody knows that, right, Carl?
I get it. I understand. I keep telling Christian on WATB, more of Eric. More of Eric. Those are always my notes.
All right. Hey, I really appreciate you. You know, having Christian and I do that show, we really enjoy ourselves, and it's always a great time. Christian is an absolute riot.
Yeah, I got to listen while I was out riding my bike yesterday. You know, 70 degrees here in Rochester in March. That's normal.
Yeah.
So I was out riding my bike and listening to who are these broadcasters, and the time flew right by.
I've never heard him cackle so hard as to when he saw the footage of me on the news talking about the insane asylum.
Oh, yeah. He's so happy about that.
It's so embarrassing. My God. Yeah, because that's whenever I do shit like that, that's like that's Eric Zaytunian. That's a character. Eric Zaytunian is a character, which is my real name. Eric Zane is who I really am. So, but I can't go on the news and say, yeah, fuck you. Listen to the show. You know, I gotta put on like a pleasant face, which is horrible.
Now, Eric, I heard you mention that you're going to be playing, you'll be talking up music, hitting the post, and you threw out a couple of band names like Queen and Bad Company. So is this a classic rock station that you're on?
Not exactly. No. It doesn't really, it's just pretty much just a rock station, but this is a station that is, it's a dying breed. They don't play a playlist. You know how most stations play the same songs?
Yeah.
They don't. In fact, they said to me, play whatever you want.
Oh, you get to pick the music.
Correct.
Oh, well, you got to talk about that. No one gets to do that. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And that's what what's interesting about the radio station, the couple that owns it, they have no professional radio experience. They just bought a radio station and just were like legit hiring people off the street who they thought were interesting.
This reminds me of when Randy Marsh decided to buy a Blockbuster Video in South Park because he didn't realize that no one goes to Blockbuster Video anymore. He's like, hey, this is cheap. I can buy my own Blockbuster. Sweet. Like these people are just like, they're selling a radio station for $500. Let's buy it. What could go wrong?
Now, look, make no mistake. They have a lot of struggles in getting and selling radio because of the things that you and I have talked about quite extensively. But
that's what I mean. Radio stations aren't worth what they used to.
Right,
be,
right.
Sure.
From a program, and they struggle like everybody else is. There's no question. But from the standpoint of the programming, it's pretty unique what they do there.
I like it. I like the sound of that. I want to hear what you're into. I want to hear about your musical taste. You know, I hear Drew Lane go on and on and on about all these bands and stuff, but I don't know what Eric Zane is listening to. And so
right
I'm excited
on.
To find that out.
Right on. Now, to start the show, I'm going to only be concerned with getting on the air and just, you know, keeping the car on the road. So they're actually going to program it for me until I actually figure out what the fuck is going on. And then, yeah, okay. Absolutely. I mean, I could call up Carl and say, hey, it's Carl's Corner. What do you want to hear? And then we could play the Isotopes.
I was going to start sending you some of my music over immediately so we could do a whole hour.
We
commercial
can,
free I can
do,
music.
Yeah, I can do whatever you want. Hey, this is my buddy Carl's band, the Isotopes. So, yeah, by all means, you know, it's a free-form radio station.
That's amazing. Well, good for you, Eric. I'm looking forward to getting clips of you botching this another gig up so that we can make fun of you on Who Are These Podcasts.
Carl, it's always a pleasure. God bless.
All right, buddy.
See ya. There you go. He didn't say God bless back. That's great. I love that Jim Mingo is still in the fold. He's sending clips of me. Look what Eric did. That's cool. I'll take it all day. Okay, I'm trying to catch up on the chat. Ryan writes, ha ha, that would be difficult to separate the characters. Yeah, Carl knew what he was doing. He wants me to say a bad word on the radio. Ryan says, imagine today's Kenny rant somehow slipping onto the airwaves. Quote, it's National Find a Down Syndrome Wife Day. Bob says, that would be a train wreck. I want to see that. Kenny says, that would have been great, Ron. Kenny shows up. Typically, if Kenny gets beat up on the show, he gets hurt, and then he'll cancel and then come back. But his skin is getting thicker. I love the whole realization part of the free podcast with, if anyone else would have said that, you wouldn't have noticed. Eureka! What? Are you suggesting you're fodder for comedy? Huh? You did it! Chris likes the South Park reference of Carl. Ryan says, every episode of Kitchen Nightmare starts with Gordon Ramsay asking the failing restaurant if they have any restaurant experience. The answer is always, nope. I just wanted to own that. Kenny says, you used to deny that. No, I didn't. What are you talking about? All right. I better leave him alone because I sense tears in the forecast if I keep this up. Tears or rage? Mike Tyson training. I have two Mike Tyson things to talk about. If you already know what the hell I'm going to talk about, don't say it. That's been happening a lot lately with people tipping fucking stories off. Shut your fucking mouth and enjoy the show. Here we go. This is Iron Mike training. This is from yesterday. It says it's day one. The fun has just begun.
It's day one. The fun just begun.
Okay, now he's not fat or anything. He looks like he's 25 years old. You heard him. It's day one. The fun has just begun. He looks like that after day one.
It's day one. The fun just begun.
Okay. Now I have some information that I really can't wait to share with you. Details about the fight. This was sent to me by Amanda. This is the first time in a long time something she sent to me hasn't been retarded. I had no idea about this. The rules for the fight.
These are the ridiculous rules for Netflix's Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight.
Sign the contract, big boy. Sign the contract.
No problem. Saturday, July 20th.
See you there, buddy.
Mark your calendars. July 20th sees Netflix host its first live sporting event.
Look at his belly in that. Why does his belly look that way? Jake Paul. Is he wearing a fat suit or something?
Netflix hosts its first live sporting event, a boxing match with a twist. Jake Paul squares off.
It's got to be a fat suit.
Against Mike Tyson, but Paul gets to fight with headgear, use performance-enhancing drugs, and even tag in his brother for a temporary two-on-one situation.
Okay, that's the part I'm talking about. First of all, he uses full headgear.
Live sporting event, a boxing match with a twist. Jake Paul squares off against Mike Tyson, but Paul gets to fight with headgear.
Okay, that's important. Rule number two.
Use performance-enhancing drugs and even tag in his brother for a temporary two-on-one situation.
Logan Paul in the pink prime.
And his brother knows how to fight, too.
Despite these stacked odds in Paul's favor, the odds makers still predict a win for the legendary 57-year-old Tyson. Who do you think's going to win? Let me know in the comments.
This is the hype video. All right, this is, this makes this so much more ridiculous and excellent. All right? Wears headgear, so he can't really, he can't get hurt as bad. Number two, Jake Paul is encouraged to use drugs. So, from here till July, whatever, he's eating steroids like Tic Tacs. Fight night, he can snort cocaine, take meth, heroin, whatever the fuck. It doesn't matter. Blood doping. He is actually, the rule is, he has to take drugs. And then the third rule, he will be able to tag in his brother and they can do a 2-on-1. My God. Kevin says, no way this is true. I hope to God it is. I think it is real, Kevin. The 2-on-1? If you're Mike Tyson, you can kill that guy. But if there's any thought of him going easy on him, that goes out the window if it's 2-on-1. We gotta fact check this. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul rules. I'm seeing in various sources a newspaper called Indy 100. I don't know if that's based in Indianapolis or whatever. They say rules for Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson fight ridiculed. The news of the rules are being spread right now. Let's see. They are using 18-ounce gloves and head guards. So we're watching a sparring match. It's a fucking joke. You think I'm paying to watch that? While the rules for the fight have yet to be officially confirmed, the comments put forward to the ridicule of them wearing headgear. No word about encouraged to use performance-enhancing drugs, or he can tag in his brother. So I don't know. Maybe this is bullshit. If that's the case, this isn't Amanda's fault. This would be my fault. Okay? It's not Amanda's job to fact check the stories. And you can't expect her to do that because she's unbelievably dumb. But I'm just as dumb. But this is nothing is official yet because this article says Jake Paul and Mike Tyson will not be wearing headgear. Rumors had emerged that they would be wearing headgear and 18-ounce gloves, but that does not appear to be the case. There is zero talk about encouraged to use performance-enhancing drugs or a 2-on-1 scenario. But let's be honest. Who doesn't want that? That would be unbelievable. If there's a 2-on-1 setting and the Paul brothers are on methamphetamine, cocaine, and heroin, and probably drunk. Raise your hand if you want to see that. I know I do. Chris says the odds changed once people saw what kind of shape Iron Mike was in. Kenny says 2-on-1. It sounds like wrestling nonsense. Yeah, I'm thinking this is bullshit. This is a bullshit story that is being spread. But boy, did I want it to be. You could tell I was excited about it. Chris says, I mean, we just watched a video of Tyson training. He says, I can't believe how fast he still is. Yeah, Tyson seems like the type of guy to me, despite his age. I mean, he was such a freak that even now he could be devastating in the heavyweight division. Part of me wants him to resume his boxing career. You know? Talking about how to watch it. Is it not just included with the Netflix membership? Or is Netflix charging extra for this? They are not. People are just buying subscriptions to see it. I so want to see this. So I think that Amanda's story is absolute bullshit. Now, if I hadn't fallen for it myself, I'd be ripping her a new one.
Who do you think's
going
to win?
But I so want this to happen. Let's see what some of the comments are. No one's saying it's fake. They're all saying it's dumb. This is terrible. It's not, though. That would be the absolute best. 2-on-1, completely full of performance-enhancing drugs, being encouraged to use performance-enhancing drugs. Right on. Absolutely. All right. Bob says Logan Paul has been working in the WWE. Yeah, these guys are unbelievable showmen. But I don't think that's going to happen. But I can't believe that they wouldn't want to, though. Because that really would be a spectacle. Maybe Tyson wouldn't want any part of that. You never know. You never know. All right. There's a trend going on. You remember the school pictures you got when you were a kid? There's a trend going on where when you get the kids' school pictures, you can, if you choose to, you can get them touched up. Like maybe take the shadows away, or if there's an imperfection that you want removed. And if you pay like a few bucks extra, you can take advantage of that or not. It doesn't matter. Like, for example, this kid right here. The before, after. Now, when I first saw it, I go, I don't see any difference. You really got to look. Like maybe a freckle here or a freckle there. They're now gone. Whatever. You would think that something as simple as this, who gives a shit? But on the front page of the New York Post, because of the day and age that we live in, because this is being offered as an add-on to the picture package that your kid brings home. Hey, if you like, we can touch them up for you. It's up to you. If you like, it's $12 because of the time it takes us to do that. You don't have to do it. Some asshole mom got outraged, of course, and announced that this is war on big picture. Big photography. We got to go after big photography. And because of that, it became a news story in the New York Post. Are you kidding? All right, here's how it goes. Here's from, this is mom.
We're photoshopped out of his school photo. Is he okay right now? Technically, yes, he's 3 years old. He doesn't understand what it means. Does it really matter if it's edited or not? Absolutely.
No!
How would you like it if somebody edited your nose off your face?
Yeah, they're not gonna edit your nose off the face, asshole.
That's kind of part of you. It's crucial to you and your development.
An outraged mom shared this TikTok story where she emotionally explained her son's hearing, whatever, has been edited. His hearing aids had been edited out of a school photo. I don't know if there's any more comments. All right, no more comments. So she's pissed off. Now, I'll say this. If the kid sits down and he's got hearing aids and they take the picture and mom's like, well, no, if she had no intention of having those removed and then they did it for her, you're probably going to get a phone call. I don't know if it means anything more than that. Just no. Hey, you fucked up. Let's do the original. I don't know if it means do a TikTok video that goes viral because you're so butthurt that they took the goddamn a wire out of the kid's ear. I would say, hey, thank you for that. But no, I actually want it. I mean, it's not like they did it to hurt the kid. They thought that maybe you might like it if you did that. You don't have to get so goddamn butthurt over this. Jesus, like everybody's another fucking version of Kenny. Jennifer Green doesn't want her 12-year-old daughter, Madeline, to feel pressured into looking picture perfect. So these are the pictures that I'm talking about. This is Madeline. She brought those pics home. And mom was furious. She had a fucking heart attack because Madeline's picture didn't show her freckles. So when the mom opened the seventh grader school picture package from photography company Life Touch and saw that they could pay $12 for portrait retouching services, including teeth whitening, skin tone evening, and blemish removal, she freaked. Well, of course she freaked. That's what millennial moms do. They freak out. They overreact. I was shocked, she told the Post. I completely disagree with retouching a child's school picture because it's teaching the kids they need to look perfect all the time and that they can change with the click of a mouse. God damn it! Retouching options on school portraits aren't new, but they're now being offered to students as young as pre-K, and who cares? They're saying that this triggers a spike in anxiety and depression in teen girls. Oh my God. The only reason why it would trigger a spike in depression in teen girls is if you make a big deal about it, and they are. This, you're making a huge deal. Either you get it or you don't. Who gives a fuck? It's how the mom reacts. Something as simple as photo retouching. God damn. She says, normal pic of my son. Here's the proof. What? I didn't see any difference. What? I think that's the kid who has like a goddamn wires sticking out of his ear. I'll tell you right now, if my kid has wires sticking out of his ear, I'm like, you're goddamn right you're going to retouch him. Go ahead and remove him. But that's just my choice. But that's just my choice. I just wouldn't want that done. Chris writes, someone will always be offended. Chris says, it is. Let's see the study showing a spike in depression over retouched photos. Chris says, this is exactly where I thought this would go. It could be shaming to a kid if they fix freckles or a mole or whatever. Oh, my God. God, what the hell? How embarrassing. Hey everybody, it's your old pal EZ to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home and it's a complete disaster. I need a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Okay, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for Big Wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to Mint mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks, what I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. One. Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code ERICZANE and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code ERICZANE, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Okay. That is my time. Tonight, Big Fraud Thursday, Shape of Butter will be broken down. You guys are the best. Thank you. Thank you. I'll talk to you later on. Bye-bye. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome into the Patreon Bonus Podcast, EZ, with you. This will kind of be how I do this. Come Monday, get done with the free podcast. Start the Patreon bonus podcast. That is, to me, going to be the way it will be going forward. That allows me to keep the momentum going because I don't know how my body is going to react from starting doing morning radio and then diving into the podcast world. So just do it. Just fucking don't think. Don't think. Do. So tomorrow, my day goes like this. The idea is start the show early because I have someone that's going to be here at 10 a.m. The podcast day needs to be done tomorrow by 10 a.m. So the podcast day happens like any other day. It's going to start earlier, though. When I'm done podcasting at 10 a.m., I've got people that will be in this room setting me up with the equipment that I need to be able to broadcast throughout northern Michigan and to the world via the Q100 app from right here in this studio. My God, I am nervous as hell about this. Not so much about the technology side of it. I'm sure that'll be fine. I'm in good hands. It just seems like until I start to actually do this and accomplish it, and oh my God, yes, what I'm saying is going out to the world and it's working. Until I actually get my feet wet, it's nerves. And I'm usually not nervous. I'm not nervous about the so much of the business of actually speaking on the air. I think I'm kind of anticipating something could go wrong. Meaning from the technology standpoint. Probably not. But the reason why, what keeps me understanding that it's no big deal is because the folks at Q100 already do this. What they do is they have their main studio in Grayling, of all places, which we've talked about. And then they have another studio in Traverse City at that insane asylum that I was telling you about. That literally, it's a former insane asylum where crazy people used to live. It's the most haunted place you could ever be if you ever drive through that place. I forget what it's called. It used to be an old school state hospital where they gave lobotomies. And now it's shops. And in one near one of the areas there, one of the buildings, is this radio station. And what they do is people come in, like there's this guy, J-Bo, does his show right from there. J-Bo's on in the afternoon. It's called J-Bo's Soundcheck. He starts at 2. And he goes to the Traverse City station, and he's got this mirror screen, which shows exactly what they see in Grayling. So Joe Mama, who's on middays, she'll be in the studio, like, touching the computer, and then all of a sudden the mouse will start moving. That's what she's doing. Or he's doing it, and she's like, oh, you're taking over. Okay, see you later. I'm going, right. It's about time to start your show. And that's how they do it, and that's the same thing that's going to happen here. Oh, my God. I just hope I don't screw anything up. That's all I'm afraid of, you know? Ryan says you'll do great, Big Fraud. You've been doing radio for 100 years. Don't forget your beautiful hair will guide you. Chris says, we're nervous as hell, man. I want to ultimately be doing this where, like, I can do the whole show on Patreon. The music, me in the room. I'll be sitting here looking at the computer monitor, but I almost want to do it in real life. IRL. I don't know. There's about 1,000,001 options that we could do. I think all I'm going to concern myself with to start is just getting on the radio. And I expect full beat-ups, all right, based on what you hear. Okay? The first show is ideal for hilarity. So whatever happens, get the audio, whatever you need to do. You got to get that to Carl. You got to get that to Christian. You got to get it to me with, okay, what happened here? You need to be picking apart what you hear. I talked with Christian about the insane asylum yesterday. And I go, buddy, yeah, this is all fair. We have to destroy me. I need to be Jocktobered on this. You can always do run-throughs with your wonderful Patreon audience. Yeah, I know that, Ryan. I know that. We will absolutely have a lot of fun at my expense. Can I slice up the audio and help roast you on an upcoming Who Are These Zanes? Absolutely. This reminds me, I should bring Carl in here to give him the word on this. Carl, not exactly a fan of radio these days. I'm curious if he'll even pick it up. Sometimes he's just super busy. Hey, Carl, how are you? I'm podcasting right now.
Awesome. What's going on, buddy?
I have some new material for you to review and have a lot of fun with.
Will this be the insane asylum that I've been hearing about?
You are going to have a ball. Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah, because, you know, this is a radio show, so it's a different animal. And people know how I am based on the shows I do with you and on Who Are These Broadcasters and my show. So this could be, I'm encouraging the audience to pay close attention and to do the heavy lifting for you, to send you clips, all that stuff. Same thing with Christian. So we might have a perpetual amount of material from the insane asylum.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. I had a question for you. I'm glad you called me. Because I thought you already did a morning show. Am I crazy?
No, I did a weekend show on an oldies station.
No. I mean right now. You're doing a morning show right now.
Yeah.
Isn't this what you're doing right now, a morning show?
Yes, I see what you're saying. Now, I'm going to change the time of my normal podcast.
See, I thought you should just simulcast, because that way, on your radio show, you're on the air like, what, 10% of the time?
Oh, yeah.
So simulcast, you could do two birds with one stone. Do your radio show and do your podcast. And when you're playing music or commercials, you're on the podcast.
So kind of like double dip, two at once.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, man, get paid from two sources at the same time.
I'm suspecting that you want me to do that, so I'll accidentally leave a volume thing on, and I'll tell someone on the radio to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, you start yelling at a chatter. Yeah, I know my equipment sucks right now. Go fuck yourself. I'm sure Q100 would love that.
Oh, my God. Now, word on the street is Jamingo sent you some material of me doing something embarrassing.
That's correct. It made cringe of the week yesterday. I'm actually uploading the episode. Oh, right,
okay.
Now.
Which one was it? What went down?
I can't remember the guy's name, but someone who's a regular viewer of your show teased you because you were having some equipment issues, and it wasn't the right time for you to take
it.
Good natured ribbing. That got very upset with this gentleman and told him he couldn't listen for the rest of the day.
Yes, I remember. That was when I had a temper tantrum at Aram. Aram is his name.
Okay, yeah, that sounds right.
Okay, yeah, I believe it. I love that John watches all the time. I mean, he's big on the show. And then, you know, I love that he's still paying attention, because we kind of really don't get along too well.
Yeah, I was wondering what your status was with him. It seems like when he sends me stuff, it's not because he wants to celebrate you.
No, which I'm glad he does send that stuff, because to me, whenever anybody sees me, that's always a plus. I don't mind being talked about on the world famous Who Are These podcasts.
Well, you did have the very famous rant of more of me and less of you makes for a better show.
Yes, and that's
I'll never forget.
That's very true. I mean, everybody knows that, right, Carl?
I get it. I understand. I keep telling Christian on WATB, more of Eric, more of Eric. Those are always my notes.
All right. Hey, I really appreciate you, you know, having Christian and I do that show. We really enjoy ourselves, and it's always a great time. Christian is an absolute riot.
Yeah, I got to listen while I was out riding my bike yesterday. You know, 70 degrees here in Rochester in March. That's normal.
Yep.
So I was out riding my bike and listening to Who Are These Broadcasters, and the time flew right by.
I've never heard him cackle so hard as to when he saw the footage of me on the news talking about the insane asylum.
Oh, yeah. He's so happy about that.
It's so embarrassing. My God. Yeah, because that's whenever I do shit like that, that's like, that's Eric Zaitunian. That's a character. Eric Zaitunian is a character, which is my real name. Eric Zane is who I really am. So, but I can't go on the news and say, yeah, fuck you, listen to the show. You know, I gotta put on like a pleasant face, which is horrible.
Now, Eric, I heard you mention that you're gonna be playing, you'll be talking up music, hitting the post, and you threw out a couple of band names like Queen and Bad Company. So is this a classic rock station that you're on?
Not exactly. No. It doesn't really, it's just pretty much just a rock station, but this is a station that is, it's a dying breed. They don't play a playlist. You know, most stations that play the same songs.
Yeah.
They don't. In fact, they said to me, play whatever you want.
Oh, you get to pick the music.
Correct.
Oh, well, you got to talk about that. No one gets to do that. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And that's what what's interesting about the radio station, the couple that owns it, they have no professional radio experience. They just bought a radio station and just were like legit hiring people off the street who they thought were interesting.
This reminds me of when Randy Marsh decided to buy a Blockbuster Video in South Park, because he didn't realize that no one goes to Blockbuster Video anymore. He's like, hey, this is cheap. I can buy my own Blockbuster. Sweet. Like, these people are just like, they're selling a radio station for $500. Let's buy it. What could go wrong?
Now, look, make no mistake. They have a lot of struggles in getting and selling radio because of the things that you and I have talked about quite extensively. But
that's what I mean. Radio stations aren't worth what they used to.
Right,
that's
right.
Sure.
From a program, and they struggle like everybody else is. There's no question. But from the standpoint of the programming, it's pretty unique what they do there.
I like it. I like the sound of that. I want to hear what you're into. I want to hear about your musical taste. You know, I hear Drew Lane go on and on and on about all these bands and stuff, but I don't know what Eric Zane is listening to, and so right I'm excited on. To find that out.
Right on. Now, to start the show, I'm going to only be concerned with getting on the air and not and just, you know, keeping the car on the road. So they're actually going to program it for me until I actually figure out what the fuck is going on. And then, yeah, okay. Absolutely. I mean, I could call up Carl and say, hey, it's Carl's Corner. What do you want to hear? And then we can play the Isotopes.
I was going to start sending you some of my music over immediately so we could do a whole hour.
Commercial-free Carl music. Yeah, I can do whatever you want. Hey, this is my buddy Carl's band, the Isotopes. So, yeah, by all means, you know, it's a free-form radio station.
That's amazing. Well, good for you, Eric. I'm looking forward to getting clips of you botching this another gig up so that we can make fun of you on Who Are These Podcasts.
Carl, it's always a pleasure. God bless.
All right, buddy.
See ya. There you go. He didn't say God bless back. That's great. I love that Jim Mingo is still in the fold. He's sending clips of me. Look what Eric did. That's cool. I'll take it all day. Okay, I'm trying to catch up on the chat. Ryan writes, ha ha, that would be difficult to separate the characters. Yeah, Carl knew what he was doing. He wants me to say a bad word on the radio. Ryan says, imagine today's Kenny rant somehow slipping onto the airwaves. Quote, it's National Find a Down Syndrome Wife Day. Bob says, that would be a train wreck. I want to see that. Kenny says, that would have been great, Ron. Kenny shows up. Typically, if Kenny gets beat up on the show, he gets hurt, and then he'll cancel and then come back. But his skin is getting thicker. I love the whole realization part of the free podcast with, if anyone else would have said that, you wouldn't have noticed. Eureka! What? Are you suggesting you're fodder for comedy? Huh? You did it! Chris likes the South Park reference of Carl. Ryan says, every episode of Kitchen Nightmare starts with Gordon Ramsay asking the failing restaurant if they have any restaurant experience. The answer is always nope. I just wanted to own that. Kenny says, you used to deny that. No, I didn't. What are you talking about? All right. I better leave him alone because I sense tears in the forecast if I keep this up. Tears or rage? Mike Tyson training. I have two Mike Tyson things to talk about. If you already know what the hell I'm going to talk about, don't say it. That's been happening a lot lately with people tipping fucking stories off. Shut your fucking mouth and enjoy the show. Here we go. This is Iron Mike training. This is from yesterday. It says, it's day one. The fun has just begun.
It's day one. The fun just begun.
Okay, now he's not fat or anything. He looks like he's 25 years old. You heard him. It's day one. The fun has just begun. He looks like that after day one?
It's day one. The fun just begun.
Okay. Now I have some information that I really Can't wait to share with you details about the fight. This was sent to me by Amanda. This is the first time in a long, long time something she sent to me hasn't been retarded. I had no idea about this. The rules for the fight.
These are the ridiculous rules for Netflix's Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight.
Sign the contract, big boy. Sign the contract.
No problem. Saturday, July 20th.
See you there, buddy.
Mark your calendars. July 20th sees Netflix host its first live sporting event.
Look at his belly in that. Why does his belly look that way? Jake Paul. Is he wearing a fat suit or something?
Netflix hosts its first live sporting event, a boxing match with a twist. Jake Paul squares off.
It's got to be a fat suit.
Against Mike Tyson. But Paul gets to fight with headgear, use performance-enhancing drugs, and even tag in his brother for a temporary two-on-one situation.
Okay, that's the part I'm talking about. First of all, he uses full headgear.
Live sporting event, a boxing match with a twist. Jake Paul squares off against Mike Tyson, but Paul gets to fight with headgear.
Okay, that's important. Rule number two.
Use performance-enhancing drugs and even tag in his brother for a temporary two-on-one situation.
Logan Paul in the pink prime.
And his brother knows how to fight too.
Despite these stacked odds in Paul's favor, the odds makers still predict a win for the legendary 57-year-old Tyson. Who do you think's going to win? Let me know in the comments.
This is the hype video. All right, this is... This makes this so much more ridiculous and excellent. All right. Wears headgear, so he can't really, he can't get hurt as bad. Number two, Jake Paul is encouraged to use drugs. So from here till July, whatever, he's eating steroids like Tic Tacs. Fight night, he can snort cocaine, take meth, heroin, whatever the fuck. It doesn't matter. Blood doping. He is actually, the rule is, he has to take drugs. And then the third rule, he will be able to tag in his brother and they can do a two-on-one. My God. Kevin says, no way this is true. I hope to God it is. I think it is real, Kevin. The two-on-one? If you're Mike Tyson, you can kill that guy. But if you're, and if there's any thought of him going easy on him, that goes out the window if it's two on one. We gotta fact check this. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul rules. I'm seeing in various sources. A newspaper called Indy 100. I don't know if that's based in Indianapolis or whatever. Mike, they say rules for Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson fight ridiculed. The news of the rules are being spread right now. Let's see. They are using 18-ounce gloves and head guards. So we're watching a sparring match. It's a fucking joke. You think I'm paying to watch that? While the rules for the fight have yet to be officially confirmed, the comments put forward to the ridicule of them wearing headgear no word about encouraged to use performance-enhancing drugs, or he can tag in his brother. So I don't know. Maybe this is bullshit. If that's the case, this isn't Amanda's fault. This would be my fault. Okay? It's not Amanda's job to fact check the stories. And you can't expect her to do that because she's unbelievably dumb. But I'm just as dumb. But this is nothing is official yet because this article says Jake Paul and Mike Tyson will not be wearing headgear. Rumors had emerged that they would be wearing headgear and 18 ounce gloves, but that does not appear to be the case. There is zero talk about encouraged to use performance enhancing drugs or a 2-on-1 scenario. But let's be honest. Who doesn't want that? That would be unbelievable. If there's a 2-on-1 setting and the Paul brothers are on methamphetamine, cocaine, and heroin, and probably drunk. Raise your hand if you want to see that. I know I do. Chris says the odds changed once people saw what kind of shape Iron Mike was in. Kenny says 2-on-1. It sounds like wrestling nonsense. Yeah, I'm thinking this is bullshit. This is a bullshit story that is being spread. But boy, did I want it to be. You could tell I was excited about it. Chris says, I mean, we just watched the video of Tyson training. He says, I can't believe how fast he still is. Yeah, Tyson seems like the type of guy to me, despite his age. I mean, he was such a freak that even now he could be devastating in the heavyweight division. Part of me wants him to resume his boxing career. You know? Talking about how to watch it, is it not just included with the Netflix membership, or is Netflix charging extra for this? They are not. People are just buying subscriptions to see it. I so want to see this. So I think that Amanda's story is absolute bullshit. Now, if I hadn't fallen for it myself, I'd be ripping her a new one.
Who do you think's
going
to win?
But I so want this to happen. Let's see what some of the comments are. No one's saying it's fake. They're all saying it's dumb. This is terrible. It's not, though. That would be the absolute best. 2-on-1, completely full of performance-enhancing drugs, being encouraged to use performance-enhancing drugs. Right on. Absolutely. All right. Bob says Logan Paul has been working in the WWE. Yeah, these guys are unbelievable showmen. But I don't think that's going to happen. But I can't believe that they wouldn't want to, though, because that really would be a spectacle. Maybe Tyson wouldn't want any part of that. You never know. You never know. All right. There's a trend going on. You remember the school pictures you got when you were a kid? There's a trend going on where when you get the kids' school pictures, you can, if you choose to, you can get them touched up. Like maybe take the shadows away, or if there's an imperfection that you want removed. And if you pay like a few bucks extra, you can take advantage of that or not. It doesn't matter. Like, for example, this kid right here. The before, after. Now, when I first saw it, I go, I don't see any difference. You really got to look. Like maybe a freckle here or a freckle there. They're now gone. Whatever. You would think that something as simple as this, who gives a shit? But on the front page of the New York Post, because of the day and age that we live in, because this is being offered as an add-on to the picture package that your kid brings home. Hey, if you like, we can touch them up for you. It's up to you. If you like, it's $12 because of the time it takes us to do that. You don't have to do it. Some asshole mom got outraged, of course, and announced that this is war on big picture. Big photography. We got to go after big photography. And because of that, it became a news story in the New York Post. Are you kidding? All right, here's how it goes. Here's from, this is mom.
We're photoshopped out of his school photo. Is he okay right now? Technically, yes. He's 3 years old. He doesn't understand what it means. Does it really matter if it's edited or not? Absolutely.
No!
How would you like it if somebody edited your nose off your face?
Yeah, they're not going to edit your nose off the face, asshole.
That's kind of part of you. It's crucial to you and your development.
An outraged mom shared this TikTok story where she emotionally explained her son's hearing, whatever, has been edited. His hearing aids had been edited out of a school photo. I don't know if there's any more comments. All right, no more comments. So she's pissed off. Now, I'll say this. If the kid sits down and he's got hearing aids and they take the picture and mom's like, well, no, if she had no intention of having those removed and then they did it for her, you're probably going to get a phone call. I don't know if it means anything more than that. Just no. Hey, you fucked up. Let's do the original. I don't know if it means do a TikTok video that goes viral because you're so butthurt that they took the goddamn a wire out of the kid's ear. I would say, hey, thank you for that, but no, that's I actually want it. I mean, it's not like they did it to hurt the kid. They thought that maybe you might like it if you did that. You don't have to get so goddamn butthurt over this. Jesus, like everybody's another fucking version of Kenny. Jennifer Green doesn't want her 12-year-old daughter, Madeline, to feel pressured into looking picture perfect. So these are the pictures that I'm talking about. This is Madeline. She brought those pics home. And mom was furious. She had a fucking heart attack because Madeline's picture didn't show her freckles. So when the mom opened the 7th grader school picture package from photography company Life Touch, and saw that they could pay $12 for portrait retouching services, including teeth whitening, skin tone evening, and blemish removal, she freaked. Well, of course she freaked. That's what millennial moms do. They freak out. They overreact. I was shocked, she told the Post. I completely disagree with retouching a child's school picture because it's teaching the kids they need to look perfect all the time. And that they can change with the click of a mouse. God damn it. Retouching options on school portraits aren't new, but they're now being offered to students as young as pre-K. And who cares? They're saying that this triggers a spike in anxiety and depression in teen girls. Oh, my God. The only reason why it would trigger a spike in depression in teen girls is if you make a big deal about it. And they are. You're making a huge deal. Either you get it or you don't. Who gives a fuck? It's how the mom reacts. Something as simple as photo retouching. God damn. She says, normal pic of my son. Here's the proof. What? I didn't see any difference. What? I think that's the kid who has like the goddamn wires sticking out of his ear. I'll tell you right now, if my kid has wires sticking out of his ear, I'm like, you're goddamn right you're going to retouch them. Go ahead and remove them. But that's just my choice. But that's just my choice. I just wouldn't want that done. Chris writes, someone will always be offended. Chris says, it is. Let's see the study showing a spike in depression over retouched photos. Chris says, this is exactly where I thought this would go. It could be shaming to a kid if they fix freckles or a mole or whatever. Oh, my God. What the hell? How embarrassing. Okay. That is my time. Tonight, Big Fraud Thursday. Shape of Butter will be broken down. You guys are the best. Thank you. Thank you. I'll talk to you later on. Bye-bye.